I'm going to tell you exactly why you feel stuck as a photographer right after this.
Have you ever considered that the reason you don't know what you want to do is simply because you haven't done enough things?
Hello and welcome back to the Morning Cup of Joe podcast. Today we're going to be talking about why you feel stuck as a photographer. That is the first and foremost thing. Welcome to the Morning Cup of Joe podcast. This is a creator podcast by a creator for a creator, and I'm here to help you just find that creator within, turn passion to purpose, and specifically, we break down the process of creativity. And on YouTube, I make POV photography videos, and going through the photography process, I know that sometimes you can feel stuck. I know it can be frustrating, and I know it's easy to get overwhelmed and just wonder to yourself, why am I not improving? Why is my photography not improving? So I want to break down, we're going to talk about five different things on that subject and kind of give you some tips and inspiration and some things that you can do to not only just be a better photographer overall, but to be nicer to yourself, to stop feeling stuck, and to finally break out of that plateau. Because, yeah, to be honest with you, if you're experiencing creative block, then this episode is for you because creative block does not exist. And I'm going to tell you why. Ready? Got the handy dandy notebook here. Bigger and better. A little bit more notes. But we're going to start with, look at that, the truth behind creative block. Again, like I said, creative block simply is just not real. It's not that you can't take photos, right? You can take photos, but the problem is you are overthinking. In your head, you just think that you're stuck taking photos that you think is bad. And the reason that is just because personally, you're used to your own photography. You see it all the time. And one thing that really helped me overcome that was shooting on digital cameras. You can shoot 1,000 photos every time you go on a photo shoot. And so a lot of beginner photographers I know, they go shoot and it's just like constantly all day long or all night long because they don't want to miss the shot. But what happens is all the shots blend together. Everything looks the same. Nothing's intentional. And you're just sitting there spraying and praying. And you know, of course you're not going to feel like you're taking good photos. It's an accident if you do. And so you're going to have that imposter syndrome just because in your head you're like, I didn't earn this photo, or I didn't do that on purpose, or it just looks the same as the other one. So I used to make this mistake when I was starting off, when I was doing work in New York City, and I started shooting on film when I was in school. And shooting on film, when you load in a roll, you have 24 to 35 frames, depending on the roll of film. But what was amazing was when I was shooting those photos, I found that out of 35 photos, I had 15 to 20 that I was really proud of. And when I was shooting with my digital camera, I had, out of 1,000 photos, I had maybe 10 that I was proud of. And so being more intentional with your shots and limiting yourself on those shots and just kind of taking those purposeful shots, there's a setting in there. I would switch it to single shooting for a while until you get used to taking just one photo at a time and just be intentional. That's going to help you feel so much better right off the bat. The other thing is just looking at the world around you in frames. Instead of trying to capture every little thing, start finding the frames around you. What looks good and switch it up. For me, I know that I used to shoot a lot of landscape like orientated photos. Like I would hold my camera like this. And then I started shooting for Instagram and now I take all my stuff vertical. And so now switching between, or if I get too used to vertical, switching to horizontal shooting, that puts me in an uncomfortable position. It makes me see frames differently and vice versa. If you're shooting horizontal all the time, shooting vertical, it makes you pack different things into frames and realize that every photo is not going to be perfect. Don't strive for that perfection, right? You need to go out and as long as you know your gear, as long as you know your settings, as long as you know your photos, as long as you know what you're trying to get, and as long as you got those things going, you're going to be in a good spot. You're going to find your style. All the things are going to happen as they need to do, but you know, you just need to go take photos. That's going to be the biggest way you're going to get through this is just going out and shooting more often. I know that for me, I used to not go out because I wouldn't go out on a daily basis or a weekly basis because the only time I take photos is when I was traveling. I thought in order to be a good photographer, I had to go take photos of the Golden Gate Bridge or be in Vegas or go to LA or go to like all these amazing, beautiful places. But the truth is the photography, the power of photography is in you. I mean, it's like every kung fu movie you see, right? They're like, oh, the power is within you and the one with the biggest heart is going to be the winner. But it's kind of the case. I mean, people say it all the time. You see so many videos on it that the gear doesn't matter. And what's really going to help is if you have that gear and you're a good photographer and you have that good eye, that's what's going to matter. Because sure, you can have a camera take good pictures, but it should be about the person behind the camera. You know, you shouldn't have to go to the Golden Gate Bridge to make everyone think you're a good photographer. You should be able to take good photos around you. And that's not to get down or be bad on anybody else. Like, photo styles are different. Like, what I think is good and what you think is good and what we appreciate are both going to be different. So art is subjective. But if you can be more intentional with the area around you, then imagine what you can do when you do get in these beautiful scenarios, right? If you can't find photos to take where you're at right now, whether it's in your house, around your town, down the road, if you can't find good photos and find good frames there, you know, you got to figure that out. That's what it is. A good photographer can take good photos anywhere they go. You know, there's a whole world out there. Adventure is out there. Improving your photography comes from taking photos. That sounds silly. I know that's crazy, right? So just, if you want to improve your photography, go take more photos. That's it. Like, if you ever heard of Stephen King, I'm sure you have. If you've ever seen that movie, It, or a bunch of other stuff. I don't want to get into a whole list of stuff that he's done. But Stephen King, when you talk about good writers, he is a writer that a lot of people hear about. He's got tremendous success, and he's got great habits for a writer. If you're a photographer, build those good habits for a photographer. I was looking at habits and stuff, and that's why I'm talking about Stephen King, is he came up. He writes 10 pages a day, whether he thinks they're good, whether they're bad, whether it's in line with the story, whether it's not, whatever his daily do is 10 pages. It might be 30, it might be 10, I don't know, but that's not important. But the point is, he's got to write those pages every single day, whether he feels like they're good, whether he doesn't, right? And so after a month, if he's writing 10 pages, in a month, he's got a 300-page book potentially. Of course, he's going to edit that down and he's going to make something smaller. But that's why Stephen King has all these 500-page books that are really good, because he's made it a daily habit to be good. And you got to keep in mind, when you're taking photos, again, every photo is not going to be 100% of what you can shoot. Every book that he writes is not going to be 100%. The power isn't in being 100% the best photographer that's ever lived. The power is shooting in your 60 to 80% threshold, right? 60 to 80% of what you can shoot. And what you do is you grow that threshold. So today you're shooting at 60%, right? But hopefully in 6 months, that 60% is 120% in 6 months. If you just keep improving, and that 120% today is going to be your 60% in 6 months, if that makes sense, right? Because again, if you look at athletes aren't giving, you know, people say give it your all, give it your 100%. But athletes are very rarely giving their 100% effort. It's in games they will, but when they're practicing to get better for those games, they're not putting 100% into things. They're putting their 60%, they're putting their 80%, they're putting, you know, there's rest and recovery, there's different things there. They're not maxing out on every single lift, every single time they do it. Same with photography, right? If you're setting up for a shoot and you've got clients and stuff, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go out shoot around town. You got to keep that eye sharp. You got to keep that creativity going. And that's where that comes from, is just don't get stuck taking photos that you think is bad. You know, if you can look at it objectively and see, is it composed well? Are the settings intentional? Did I mean to take this photo? What's strong about it? What's weak about it? What could be better? What's successful? Photography and being a creative in general is very much about self-analyzing yourself. Number three. So if you're going to be a better photographer, one thing that I have in terms of just advice for you is put yourself in a box, limit yourself. And I know that sounds crazy. Sometimes, though, as photographers, we have so many, you know, we have a camera and we have so many lenses. I've got three prime lenses and three zoom lenses, right? I can shoot on any lens. I can shoot on a couple different cameras. I have a lot of freedom there. And that freedom is nice, but sometimes it can be overwhelming. Sometimes it can be it's just a little bit too much. And so when you can limit yourself and put yourself in a little bit of a box, it helps you do two things. When you put yourself in a position to be uncomfortable, you learn to be comfortable as you keep doing that. And if you can keep doing that, you're going to get comfortable in multiple situations. But the other powerful thing about that is it's going to allow you to problem solve. If you shoot on a 35 millimeter lens all the time, you're going to be seeing photography from 35 millimeters. And that might be why you think your photos are bad. Now, if you switch to a 24 millimeter lens or a 50 or a telephoto or whatever, if you shoot on something you don't usually shoot on, first of all, you're going to start off and it's going to be very jarring, very disorienting, and it's going to be so frustrating. But if you push through that frustration and you get to the point where now you're taking photos, first of all, if you've got your style established and you're trying to do that, it's going to take some problem solving to get to your style. But then you're going to look at these photos and be like, wow, this is way different than anything I've done. I put myself in a different perspective. And then you're able to take what you liked about it, take what you didn't like about it. And now you can make more of an educated choice when you're going out shooting. Instead of sitting in that comfort zone with the same lens all the time, you know, seeing the same things with the same eye, the same way, you're able to change things up. And when you're able to limit yourself, I want to make sure that I'm saying this right. When you're able to limit yourself, you're going to try things that you don't normally try. You're going to shoot things you don't normally shoot. And any of that stuff is just going to help you grow as a person. Number four, the fourth thing I want to talk about why you feel stuck as a photographer and how to improve and get out of that is, we kind of touched on this briefly, but try things. Different lenses, different styles, different cameras, different types of photos. Whatever you can change, whatever you can alter, whatever you can control, try different things. Like I said, shoot on different lenses to get different perspectives. If you usually shoot people, go shoot landscapes. Shoot products. Shoot business photos. Shoot everything. You know, like that's what it is. If you want to be really good, I don't want to say you have to be obsessive. You can do it as a hobby. There's three aspects of photography. You can do it as a hobby. You can do it as a business. You can do it as an art. You know, you can go make photography, or you can go make photos in a studio where you set things up, or you can just go take photos and document the world around you, or document the memories around you. Like, both of those are very, you know, real things that you can do and very, very good things you can do. But just don't get so caught up in trying to take such a good photo and staying in the same lane that you're stunting your own growth. Again, go shoot different things. Just try it. Like, what do you have to lose? It's not like everybody has to see every photo you take. They're only going to see the photos that you allow them to see. But another thing as a creative, I mean, I know making YouTube videos, doing podcast episodes, doing anything that I do, getting feedback from people, you know, I prefer the feedback on the things that I do the most than the things that I do the best. You know, it's nice to get that pat on the back when you do something well, but the only reason why this podcast, for example, is getting better and improving. I mean, the shots are better. The live stream's better. There's an intro. There's a starting soon. Like, there's different aspects to it. It's turning more into a show. That's because I got feedback from the first episode. You look at my YouTube videos, well, back when I started, and I was making food challenge videos, and I didn't know anything about cameras. And now I'm able to take a passion and take what I'm good at and take what I want to help people with, and I'm able to make videos centered around that. Like, that came from people being very honest with me, people being able to look at my photos and say, hey, these just aren't good. These look like everybody else's, or your settings aren't right, or being like, hearing that stuff hurts in the moment. But when you're able to step outside of that and realize that they're right, then you can change it. You can fix it. You can't fix what you don't know about, right? So getting that feedback, trying those things, putting yourself in different shoes, putting yourself in different perspectives, it's all just going to help you tremendously, so much. And again, all I want for you, I'm not trying to be mean. All I want for you, this is just help you be the best photographer you can be, or to just take better photos. If you want to take photos of your dog, or you had a newborn baby and you're trying to document moments, or you know, you're in college and you want to make sure that you get that college experience and get it on a camera. Like, whatever your goal is, I just want to help you get there. Take things seriously. Don't take things seriously. Like, whatever I say, like, take what applies to you and apply it, hopefully. And if it doesn't apply to you, then it is what it is. I understand that everything that I say isn't going to be good for every single person. But hopefully somebody out there, Connor, takes something out of this. And he goes and takes a photo. Like, my ultimate goal is to get someone to go take a photo, to pick up a camera, to pick up their phone, to edit something, to try something they've never tried. Like, that is the ultimate goal for me. And I've been there. I've been a frustrated photographer. I've been somebody who's been on in different aspects. I've been somebody who thought that the gear mattered, and if I had better gear, I'd be this award-winning photographer. I was somebody that, oh, if I just, you know, was traveling somewhere cool, if I lived somewhere cool, my photos would be better. I've been someone that has been through these things. I've been someone who's felt stuck as a photographer. That's why this episode resonates with me so much, is I've been there. I've been there for multiple times in my life, and it's so easy to get caught up on looking at everybody else's best work and comparing that to your everyday work, you know, and the comparison game is tough, but I digress. Let's get back to it. Perspective is everything. Perspective is pretty much photography. If you are a photographer, being able to have a different perspective, a different outlook, like, that's why people are going to like your work, is because you're going to see the world differently than they do. And the other thing is, if you're shooting and you're taking a photograph and you want it to resonate with people, you got to ask yourself, what kind of story are you telling? I know that sounds crazy, but there are stories in photographs. When you look at these photos that take your breath away or make you stop and stare or make you think, like, there's feelings, there's stories, there's things in that photo that are drawing you to it. And it's that perspective. It's that city scene. You might think of that time where you went roller skating at Rockefeller Center during New Year's or during the Christmas holiday. That might bring you back to that moment. And it's a photo that wasn't taken of you, by you, or anything like that, but it can bring you there. Photos have so much power. And it comes down to, if you want to make something small, like a dandelion, look 13 feet tall, get close up, shoot low, you can make that small, insignificant object seem huge. If you want to make something big seem small, if you shoot the Empire State Building away from 3 miles away, it's going to look small and tiny. If you want something to look chaotic, you know, shoot with a lot of stuff around. If you want something to look simple and minimalistic, shoot something isolated. Like, find these different perspectives. Don't just shoot from your eyes. Shoot high, shoot low, shoot to the side, shoot to the left, shoot behind, shoot in front. Shoot different photos than other people are taking. You know, we've all seen the Golden Gate Bridge a million times from a million perspectives. You know, try shooting underneath it. Get on a boat, shoot up at the spikes. That's a different photo. Shoot something else. You know what I mean? Just find different ways to add perspective, whether it's your perspective, somebody else's perspective, a story you're trying to tell. Photography is supposed to be fun, and photography is supposed to be, I don't want to say meaningful, like, there's some people that just do it because, photography is meaningful. It makes people happy. It brings people together. You're able to capture moments in your life that would be gone forever without that camera. So at the end of the day, just make sure that you're shooting for the right reasons. Make sure that you enjoy it. Make sure that you know, you don't want to kill that passion, kill that creativity, and kill that dream. Like, we walk this fine line of, we want to be hard workers and get out and shoot, but and be accountable to ourselves, but we don't want to do it so much that it just, we lose that joy that we feel. So, you know, you're towing that line, and it's tough, it's difficult, but I believe in you, and we're in this together. So, you know, with that being said, that is episode number 2, and I think we're going to wrap it up there. I feel pretty good about that. So hopefully this helped you. And if you have any photography, I forgot to say this in the beginning, but if you have anything you want to see me shoot, make sure you comment down below. If you have any questions, comment those as well. Any concerns, anything you want to say, if you want to communicate something, just let me know. Thank you for tuning in. It's been another Picture Perfect podcast episode, the live podcast. So have a great night. Thank you.